Okay, let us start with Simon Tov Yud Ches, continuing with the halachas, which we started yesterday of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Tonight we're going to discuss the halachas relevant to Ta'anesim. Now, we are not so familiar with the concept of making a Ta'anes, of fasting beyond our the public Ta'anesim, to be fair, this is as discussed a few years ago. There's many simanim discussing the concept of a tainus yochid and a tainus tzibur. Tainus tzibur is a public fast. It doesn't have to be necessarily one of those public fasts that we know. The ones have been universally accepted as tainusim. There's also a concept of a public fast which is not one of those common tainusim, such as if there is cholila, there is a lack of rain. Then there is a there's a loch, then the community should take upon themselves to establish a tainus. Similarly, also when there's other tzoros chalila which befall on a community, there is not a concept of establishing making a fast day. There's all maseches tainus which discusses those halachas. This is the concept of tainus. Tzibur. Then there's a tainus yochid. Tainus yochid is if somebody feels he needs to fast. If he feels that he's done a chet, and the best way to get out of this is by atoning and by doing a bit of self restraint, and he feels that you know, better not, you know. So tomorrow I won't have three meals. I'm going to skip it, obviously he needs a kabbalah's tainus. A person needs to be accepting on himself the tainus in advance, a minch before nacht. But yes, there is such a concept of a tainus yochid, not so common. I will not refrain. I have to say, whenever I mention the tainus yochid, my great grandmother fasted every single Thursday. That's what generations early were like. That's they fasted every tainus yochid every Thursday. So, but nowadays it's quite uncommon. Perhaps, as the Mishnah Berurah suggested, it's difficult for us. And he therefore says, if you want to really do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to do something, then better yet than to fast is, he says two things. What's better even than to fast? Tainus Dibur is one thing that he says. Just refrain from speak, just like close your mouth for a little bit. You know, let's not say everything that comes into your mind. Just like sieve it through a little bit. It doesn't mention that, because that's generally mentioned with the concept of Ta'anas. Always comes with a bit of stock. He says, if you can, Ta'anas Tzibur is great. Ta'anas Tzibur is even greater than an actual physical Ta'anas. Stop from talking so much. Just refrain from Lashon Horas and Sheker and Rechilas. Just keep it calm for one day. Just for one day. He said that goes much further than a Ta'anas. And the other thing that he suggests is what's generally known, the Ta'anas Arrived. When the Ta'anas Arrived is famously if a person leaves out something which you really fancy. You know the dessert, the vanilla one with the chocolate and the thing sticking out? You know that one with the sprinkles of chocolate thing? And and you really fancy it, because that would just finish off nicely. You skip that. It's called the Ta'anas Arrived, and that's even a greater schos, because you really fancy it. You're not going to be hungry with that. You're not going to be hungry. So it's a bit similar to the second schnitzel. If you really fancy it, and you know you won't starve to death without it, it's called the Ta'anas Arrived, which is considered a very, very great schos to do. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, both things which are even greater than a proper Ta'anas. Nevertheless, of course, the Shulchan Aruch does discuss in Simon Tov Yud Ches over here the concept of a tainus which is on Rosh Chodesh. So what happens if there is actually a tainus on Rosh Chodesh, whether it be a tainus tzibur or tainus yochid? Let us see those relevant halachas. Sif Aleph, Rosh Chodesh also be tainus. Rosh Chodesh one may not fast. So Rosh Chodesh is one of those days that you're not allowed to fast. A bit similar to other days. Which are the other days that when a person is never allowed to fast? Shabbos at times you're allowed to, but Chanukah, yes. Purim, yes. So these are very strict. So Rosh Chodesh also is considered, and you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah reminds us of something which is a considered Tainus Tzadikim, Sifkot Na'alef, also, Ve'anshei Kehilo Kdoshet V'raimze, which is Worms. The community of Worms has accepted on themselves, Mis'ane B'Rosh Chodesh 7, they fast on Rosh Chodesh 7, ala gzeirois, on the decrees, shahoyu ba'oisa azman, which took place in that generation, pishnas tof tof nun vav, le'el v'chamishi. I forgot to check what actually that gzeira was. I forgot. I remember what it was. Maybe it was the Chmelnitsky, tachvetat, connected to that. I'm not sure anymore what the, is anybody, pardon? It may have to do with the Crusades, and that was on Chodesh, that was one of the great tragedies on that particular community. They were completely wiped out, and the children and the women were. It was terrible. That happened on Chodesh Sivan. Therefore, that particular community accepted on himself to fast on Chodesh Sivan, which that fast has been generally known as the Tanis Tzadikim, others fast. So that is on Chodesh. So he says those Yidden who do fast that time, yes, that is on Rosh Chodesh, and they would be allowed to do so. So generally speaking, it's true. Don't fast on Rosh Chodesh, but this is an exception. You may, if you do fast on Rosh Chodesh, then that's okay. And you would be even allowed to say Slichos and the relevant Tachnunim. We won't compare from there to other Tanaisim, and that is a pure exception that only then would you, only Rosh Chodesh Sivan is the only exception, that's the only one that you can actually fast. Now, the Bialocha discusses the concept of Tanis Shos. Very interesting Shaila. Rabbi Yisai, if a person really feels he's done something bad, then he can't just go on the next day. He really wants to do something. And let's assume that Tanis Dibbo is too hard for him. Okay, his mouth is enormous. This guy has to talk. Okay, and you know what? Tanis Ahavah doesn't talk to him either. He needs to have that dessert. But he does feel that it's okay for him to fast until Chatzos the next day. He'll all right. Anyway, he doesn't have time for breakfast. He has to rush to work. And he also, lunches anyway, it's fine to eat at 2 o'clock lunch. He's not bothered about it. So he wants to, because he did, which chet did he do? He did a sin. He feels really bad. You know what? He was involved in a machlokas and he spoke too much and he just did something which he just realized it was wrong to get involved in that. And he also, that Shabbos, he's not sure he did it quite. He wasn't right when he asked the goy to switch the light. It wasn't right. He knows it wasn't right. He wants to do something about it. So now he decides, you know what? I'm going to fast half day. Happens to be that the day that he wants to do that is actually Rosh Chodesh. Half a day. So we learn now, you don't have to fast a full day on Rosh Chodesh. Wait for the next day. But what about a half a day? A tiny shois, what is considered a hourly fast. In other words, a half day fast. Would that be okay? Chaim, tiny shois on Rosh Chodesh. Yes, no? Tana Shos of Gideon? You can do it? Ultimately, you're not fasting, so you can. Pardon? He does it. He fasts. Does he actually, is he Mekabel HaTainus? Does he need to verbalize it? Tana Shos, you don't need to verbalize, no. It's an interesting point. Hetana shows you don't need to verbalize it. So, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Aleph, he just refers us to the Bialocha. He says, Velin Tana shows in Mutter, Ein Bialocha. With regards to Tana shows, if it permitted, see what I wrote in Bialocha. There, in this extended Bialocha, he discusses that point, and he leaves off at the end, because he saw a Gon Yaakov and Eowin. He said that the call, the osul is anuye behu, shows nam yasire kamosh kosavnu. Bialocha doesn't like it. He says, no, you mustn't. You mustn't fast on Rosh Chodesh, even a tana shos. So in other words, if on Rosh Chodesh you are hurrying off to work and you don't have breakfast and you skip lunch and you only eat something in the afternoon, if it's just by chance or by because of the rush, then it's okay. Nothing wrong with it. But if your intention was to make a tiny shos out of this, if you intended to fast for the, it's referring back to your point. If that was your intention to fast because you wanted to fast, it's also to that on Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. Okay. So Tanis is also on Rosh Chodesh, and Tanis shows as well. Okay, see base. Ein goes in Tanis ala tzibur b'Rosh Chodesh Chanukah v'Purim. There is an issa. It is forbidden to decree a fast day on the community on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah, and on Purim. Famous chilu, if it was started. In other words, shegozu leis einois kach v'kach yomim. If it was decreed and decided, the Beis Din decided, we're going to fast now, Monday, Thursday, Monday, sheni chamishi sheni, or we're going to fast 5 subsequent Mondays, or whatever the decision may be. Ve'ischilu b'ayim kodim Rosh Chodesh, and it was started prior to Rosh Chodesh, afilu yoyim echad, if this was started even one day before, but it hit, one of the days hit Rosh Chodesh, you forgot to check in the Luach, in the calendar, and mafsik and you don't stop, so, you will fast Rosh Chodesh, mashlim, and you'll make up afterwards. So in other words, if there is, it can happen, let's say after Sukkot, Cholila, there's no rain, in Eretz Yisrael. So the Beis Din decides, do you remember there was such a thing a number of years ago? I remember it in Eretz Yisrael, I was still there, so it must be probably 10, 15 years ago, that there was a very serious issue with rain. It happens every now and then again, but it was very serious. Therefore, the Beis Din decided we're going to make a fast. And therefore, there was a fast. It was in the winter, no rain had come. So they decided there's going to be a fast. This wasn't as formal as in the times of the Shulchan Aruch and times of the Shad, but yes, there was a fast. So the decision was, Sheni, Chamishi, Sheni, as the Mishnah and Tanis tell us. Monday, Thursday, Monday, 3 days. And they forgot to check. They announced it and they publicized it and they fasted on Monday. Little did they realize that the Thursday is actually on Rosh Chodesh. Do you fast or not? It was announced. It was publicized. What do you do? Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, yes, you will fast in such an instance. Yes. It's true that Rosh Chodesh generally, you don't fast. But since it was announced and publicized and you started already, therefore you will continue into the second Tanis Rosh Chodesh as well. Mashlima means that since... Mashlimin over here means Mishlimin will be that you will finish off the Mashlimin over here means yes, you completed Tanis. I think that's what it's Mishlimin says. Yeah, yes, you will complete it.
No, it means that you make
Tanis Yes, it's exactly what I was thinking about. It doesn't mean that here. It means you'll complete it. You'll finish it off. Not like a tiny show, so you'll actually complete it. It doesn't mean that you yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, Siv Gimel. Yochid shekibel tainas kach v'kach yomim. This is now not referring to a community or a tzibur like the earlier Siv, but this is now an individual. Say, let's talk about a person again who decides to... you know what? He dropped his... No, not dropped. He dropped his tefillin. Okay, that's... Okay, he dropped it. Who said stocker? Who mentioned stocker? Okay, nowadays we often give stocker, but ideally, if you drop tefillin, cholila, then you have to, you should fast. You should fast. Yeah, is that what we, person who drops the tefillin should fast? Okay, he feels that was really bad. He doesn't just want to fast one day. He actually wants to take, how many days, let's say? He wants to fast 3 days. He's going to go for 3 days, okay? He dropped it. There's a discussion as to whether if he drops on the table, if that's considered dropping or not, but he mamash dropped it on the floor. And he felt there was a bit of a... He was a bit negligent. He wasn't right the way he treated it. He wants to fast 3 days now. Very good. So he's fasting 3 days. And he's accepting on himself now, not one day after the other. He's going to say, okay, I'm fasting on Monday. I'm going to fast on Thursday. And next week on Monday again. And he's therefore mekabel on himself. And he says... I'm accepting on myself to fast 3 days because of my negligence of the tefillin, Monday, Thursday, and Monday.
Is it 24 hours?
No, not 24 hours. It will be morning to evening, yeah. And he says, I will be accepting the tithes on Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Now, he didn't realize that Thursday is Rosh Chodesh. What does he do then? You're saying that there's no difference in Tanis and Tanis Tzibur. You said it could be that the argument would be you should go for it anyway. Yeah? An individual, a yochid, a private person, who accepted himself to fast so and so many days. And he hit, it met Rosh Chodesh. Oy, alternatively, or he was just a mistake. He said, okay, I'm fasting tomorrow because of the dropped fillin. And he forgot that tomorrow is actually Rosh Chodesh. Now, it depends as follows. If he accepted it in a general, generic wording of Kabbalah's Tainus Be'alma, then he will not require to be redeemed. It doesn't need our Torah. It doesn't need to be freed from this Tainus. But if he used the words, Hare Olai, if he used, this is on me, he used those words, which are key words, to make it into a formal neda, a promise, a formal halachic neda, because he said the word, Hare Olai, Shuloshan neda, Tzorich HaTorah Chacham, then he's really stuck, because then on the one hand, he made a neda, on the other hand, it is Rosh Chodesh, so he's stuck, so he has to go to a Chacham, and annul his neda. If it wasn't the formal nusach of Hare Olai, if it was a generic nusach, oh, okay, I'm going to fast tomorrow, then it just cancelled. He should choose another day instead. But he doesn't fast Rosh Chodesh. However, if he actually used the expression of Hare Olai, which is the formal neda, which makes it much more serious, then he needs to go to a chacham, which is going to annul this neda. Yeah. Now, you asked the question, you said, surely it should be the same than a Tainus, than a Kabbalah, then what's the difference between a Tzibur and a Yochid, which is a fair question. Right, we learned with regards to a community, what was that, if it's a community that accepted a Tainus, the Halacha said, what did we say? You do fast. And if it's an individual, we just learned now, you don't fast. What's the difference? Why should it be a difference? Why should it be a difference? Mishnah Berurah explains this very point in Sifkot and Zayin. Ein tzorich haTorah for dafka betzibur. There's only with regards to, there's a distinction between the tzibur. The alim gzeirosam, because the gzeirah decree, a decision by a tzibur is far stronger. There's more power, more strength in a acceptance of a tainus of a tzibur. The alim gzeirosam hichmiru. They were more stringent. Pegozu al kach v'kach yomim v'pogam Rosh Chodesh kanal. This is a far greater and heavier decision and gzeira if the community takes it upon himself than if it's an individual. Therefore, if it's a tzibur, it does push away the fast. If it's a yochid, however, it will not push away the fast. You just have to matter the fast. Yeah. Yes, and Siv Dala teaches us, Im nishpa leisanes kach v'kach yomim, if a person makes a shvua, and he says, I will fast so and so many days, ve'ero b'em Rosh Chodesh, and that again hits Rosh Chodesh, ha-shvua chololov mitam iso koylel. Now, a shvua is different than a neda. This is the great discussion in Masech Zedorim and in Shulchan Aruch here, there. What exactly is the difference between a neda and a shvua? They're both types of promises and oaths. But there's a difference. Shvua is more generic. And therefore, hashvua, if a person says, I will be fasting so and so many days, and that will include also Rosh Chodesh, then it's different. And a shvua is chalala of mitam isokoilel. That is called an isokoilel. And therefore, it needs to fast. Now, this is an interesting Mishnah in Sifkot and Dalev, which tells us a bit of what an isokoilel is. Sifkot and Tes, mitam isokoilel. Temigu dechal shvuosa yomim amutorim. Since a shvua is generic, and he says, I'm fasting for 10 days. 9 of those 10 days are fine. It's just the 10th day, which is problematic. And he used the word of a shvua, not neda, not harolai, but he made a shvua. Therefore, chal shvuos sanamya yomim amutorim ha'asurim betaynes, to akon al oysam baloshen acher. There's something about a shvua. A shvua is more generic. And if he says the word shvua, as opposed to neda, he says, okay, I'm making a shvua now, that I will be fasting so and so many days. The next 10 Mondays, and the 10th of those Mondays is actually Rosh Chodesh, then since the Shavua worked for the 9 of the Mondays, so therefore the 10th is also included in that very same Shavua, and he may, in fact, he should fast on that 10th Monday, which is Rosh Chodesh as well. So we are learning, generally speaking, a Yochid's acceptance of a Tainus, if it hits Rosh Chodesh, is cancelled, doesn't work. That's normally true if it says a Rivalai, if it's a Loshna Veneda. The exception is if it says a Shavua, if you use the words of a Shavua, then that will be Chal, because of a Issa Koilel, and he has to fast also on a Rosh Chodesh, which happened to be on Rosh Chodesh. That's the difference between a Shavua and a Neda. These are the points for this evening. Mishnah Berurah just explains this point in Sifkot Niyud. Nireli shechol olav ha-shvua, kroi ma-shigam ba-zeh, chol olav shvua, kiven je-einoi, and the shvua works on that since he used the lashon of a shvua. Just to recap what we covered this evening, we'll finish this off tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. So we discussed this evening, Rabbi, so what are the points we learned? We learned the halacha of Rosh Chodesh is also betaynes. You may not fast on Rosh Chodesh. If person is comes from anybody descent has got Yekish, comes from Worms. Anybody Yekish, Worms? Worms, any ancestors from Worms? So if you've got the meaning of Worms, you may fast on Rosh Chodesh 7, because that was it's called the Tainus Tzadikim. We learned if there's a communal fast which clashes with Rosh Chodesh, what's the halacha then? Communal? That's right. Yes, communal will, if it clashes once it started, you fast Rosh Chodesh. What about a Tainus Shois? If you just want to fast for a few hours, may you do so on Rosh Chodesh? You may not. What about if a Tainus Yochid, a generic, a normal Nusach of, okay, I'm fasting for the next 10 days, I'm fasting for the next 10, for next Monday, Thursday, Monday, and that happens to include Rosh Chodesh as well, the halacha is, you have to cancel your acceptance, and you may not fast on Rosh Chodesh. The exception to that was if you use a word of Shvua, then that will be considered a proper Kabbalah, and that's the Raisa, and therefore you're going to have to fast according to the, if you use the word of Shvua, that it's a Koilel, and you're going to fast even if you clash on Rosh Chodesh. That's if it's a Shvua, but generally that won't apply. Okay, these are the halachos we discussed this evening, and we'll finish this tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, good evening.